letter of intent signing day has provided a nice switch from all the Super Bowl and hoops talk. He is the second year coach of Oregon State. Our pleasure to welcome back Gary Anderson. Coach, appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having us on.
So sometimes fans and media get limited information, you know, see the standings, the stat sheet. And when you came here, obviously there was a lot of rebuilding to do, inexperience at the quarterback spot. So when you reflect back on 2015, how do you feel about the progress the Beavers made from the opener against Weber State through the finale in the Civil War, that tight loss to Oregon?
Well, you know, I think we got better in spots. We obviously, at the end of the season, had a long ways to go and still have a long ways to go. And our win-loss record is completely unacceptable for anybody that has anything to do with this program. And we want to be great, but we're, you know, one of our big keys in the off-season for us is we're not going to talk about it. We're going to be about it. So we have a lot of work to do. But I was proud of the way the kids battled to the end. You know, they were up against it. They were down and out. A lot of people thought walking into the last game. The end of the factor is we lost again in that football game, but I thought we walked in there with 59 kids, and they played at a high level with an elite team in college football. And that was good to see. So it was a step in the right direction, but now it's going to, you know, what are you going to do next? And we made strides. I think we made strides as a staff. We're better coaches. I think our kids are putting in the time to be better football players and be better people. And, you know, better people make better Beavers. So hopefully that reflects and wins as we move forward.
By the way, that's definitely got to go on a shirt. I want to ask a general question. Seth Collins transferred, and you began your coaching career at Southern Louisiana in 1988. We're now in the social media age, the age of information. If it happens, we hear about it. Are we seeing a lot more guys transfer to what they might perceive as a better situation, or do we just know about more of them?
Probably a little bit of both. I think kids can get information, too. That's a little bit better for them. They're more educated on situations. You know, Seth's deal is, I'm going to support young men. And some people may think that's crazy, but I want what's best for Seth. And, you know, I communicated with Seth 2 days ago. And Seth wants to be a quarterback. And for him to be able to, and I'm going to be truthful with what I see and what I think and what I believe. And he went about it the right way. You know, he continually fought through the process, and what he was going to be was very much what he was in the Oregon game, and that's what we saw, what we were foreseeing for the future for him. But, you know, he was a quality young man about it. We sat down, we talked about it, and if he wants to be a quarterback and that's where he wants to be, I don't want a frustrated young man in our program. We're going to be upfront and honest. So sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't. But kids look to transfer. I hope he finds the right spot. I hope he gets told the truth when he goes to the other schools that, hey, you are a quarterback no matter what. And, you know, we're going to support him. But kids transfer, kids leave, situation changes. And you have to be upfront and honest with them, just like we try to be. And I ask our kids to be the same.
Talking Oregon State football with head coach Gary Anderson. You can take part in the Beaver conversation. Use the hashtag #BuildingTheDam2016. So, coach, I'm 55. I got to be honest, until I started working in sports during the 90s, I didn't even realize this day existed. Are you at all amazed at the coverage and how huge letter of intent signing days become?
Amazed is not the term. When we go off the air, I could probably give you a few better words that I would choose. It's amazing. It is great for the fans. It is, you know, all the rankings and the things that come out is healthy for the game of football. It can be very frustrating for coaches. It can be frustrating for players because people put a lot of stock on numbers or stars or where you're ranked and all that. That, at the end of the day, doesn't mean anything to us, but I think it's great because it involves the game of college football, and it gives a day for these kids to be in the spotlight. Now, the spotlight can be overwhelming. It forces kids to grow up. The worst part about the process now is how big it's gotten is kids can become confused. They can get information the wrong way. I don't think they sometimes listen to the coaches the way that they should be listening to the coaches, and that's just not in our program. And they lose opportunities. And that is frustrating to me when that happened. I believe it happened to us this year. And I want to do everything I can to protect the kids, to help them make it the right decision, whether it's here or whether it's somewhere else. But National Signing Day growing and exploding, it has some really good things to it, and it has some very concerning things to it also, and that is in regards to what I'm talking about with the young men.
After the season, obviously your defensive coordinator became the head coach at BYU. Enter Kevin Kloon, who's worked in California, Utah, basically this part of America his entire career. And he was your linebacker coach at Utah State before you left for Wisconsin. For those not familiar, what could you tell us about Coach Kloon and the style of defense we'll see?
Well, you know, Kevin was with me way back when, back at Southern Utah when we first went there, and he was my defensive coordinator there. He's grown, he's developed. He was around us at the Utah program for a number of years. Kevin is a very, very detailed, tough-minded coach. He has high expectations for his staff. He's extremely organized. Just this last week, we finally got to sit back and talk a little football, and, you know, he has a plan. He's a man with a plan. He's completely committed to basing things from the odd front, which is where we need to go, and that's what we've recruited to, so it's a comfort zone for him. He was with us in the infancy stages when we were changing from the 4-3 to the odd front, so he was with us as we changed, and then we departed ways for a few years. He was able to go out and be a coordinator and get his own views and ideas. It's been fun to listen to those and see those as we've gone through these meetings, but he's a tremendous addition. He was the guy for me when it took place. Because he's proven what he can do. He went to Hawaii. They got remarkably better in 1 year. He got an opportunity to come back to Utah State, and I think he maintained a quality defense there. So he's in the spot where he wants to be. I believe in him. I trust him. I know what he's all about. So I was able to reach into my own little coaching circle there a little bit and get Kevin, which was great.
Now, the game has evolved. I mean, I think people think Big Ten, and it's a particular style, though you have Northwestern, Ohio State, Indiana, and a few others running the spread. It's obviously popular in this league. So how much, if at all, have you and your staff had to alter your approach to recruiting to kind of account for the spread and, you know, how much it's employed here in the Pac-12?
Very much so, and not so much just because it's the spread, but the type of athletes that are running the spread. that's the big thing. There's some very, very talented offenses, and it's hard to play even good defense in this league, let alone great defense, just because the offenses are so explosive and have such great personnel and such and very talented coaches, in my opinion. So it has altered us. It's altered our recruiting plan. We're looking for more length. We're looking for more speed. And quite frankly, you have to have smart kids that can react to pace offense. It takes a smart young man to be able to see a call, get it in his mind, and understand what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to do it in just a matter of seconds. So all that encompassing, you get speed, you got athleticism, you got length, and now you've got to have a kid that can think fast enough. So it's a unique fit within this conference, and many conferences are like that. I don't think the Pac-12 is the only conference that's like that. But at this level, elite defenders are very difficult to find, and I think they need to fit that bill.
I want to keep along lines of recruiting style. I mean, you could evaluate film, talk with high school coaches, family, the locals. Do you favor any one style, or is it kind of a player-by-player case? Do you find maybe one specific area might offer you better insight into how a guy might fit into your program?
Well, no, I believe in this. I believe in our coaches need to do their homework. We need to know coaches that the young men are involved with. We need to know the family situation. High school counselors, whoever it is, can give us input away from football for the young man is important. When he comes on his recruiting trip, what our kids say they're in this program about the young men and the 48 hours he spends with us is important. It's very important to me. We communicate. Is he a fit for us? You know, Corvallis, Oregon State, a unique fit, just like every college is. And does this kid really fit us? Forget about football. Does he fit us? Excuse me. And that's what I live by. I think it's important for us to be able to do that core factor-wise, and then we'll evaluate football and all the other stuff the same way that we always do, which is very detailed. And then lastly, I would say this. We are a program that prides ourselves on being a relationship-based recruiting process, and we want to still be old school and be involved in the kid's life and understand who he is.
final thought for Oregon State head coach Gary Anderson. When you wrapped the season, you got together with your coaches, you hit the recruiting trail. Was there a particular target area or position that jumped off the page you felt might be thin now or in the next year or so? And how good you feeling that you got to address it with this class?
I would say outside linebacker slash those hybrid defensive ends. You know, we had to get some kids in here that could play those spots. Work in progress with them right now, but I feel good where we were able to recruit those tall kids that can run, that apparently can handle a high level of football. So we'll see as we develop. And the one negative I would say, if I look at this recruiting process moving backwards, is we need to find a way to – we've worked like crazy to build relationships in our own state here of Oregon, and it is number one for us. But, you know, to be in a spot, I want to do better in Oregon. And however we do better in Oregon, I don't have that plan that I can present to you today, but we need to do better. I want more kids from the state of Oregon in our program. I'm not going to, you know, people think this, people think that, but I would love to get to 20, 25 kids from the state of Oregon on our team. Not all scholarship players, but those kids that are going to earn scholarships, a lot of them as they go through the plan. So I'm interested to completely evaluate that, see what we can do better. We've worked hard, again, at it, but I think one kid from the state of Oregon this year with Trayvon is not where we want to be moving forward. There may be years like that, but I want it to be a major point of emphasis to do a great job in the state of Oregon.
All right. Well, Coach, as recruiting wraps, I hope you get a chance to take a breath. We really appreciate your time. It's been great catching up. And thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. You got it. Have a good one, Coach.